singing that chorus, there was a time when I came in his presence with shame. I came in his presence shameful,
yeah.
Regretful, full of guilt.
Yeah.
Not just one time, many, many, many times. But I'm thankful that his presence never failed. Amen. His presence never failed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When I went there, he was there.
Yes, amen.
That's what makes the difference.
Yes, amen.
That when I went there, he never failed to be
That's
there.
That's right.
And he'll be there for you
That's
today.
That's right.
You don't have to live your life in shame. You don't have to live in regret.
That's right.
Jesus died so that you can be free.
Yes, he did.
Amen. And he said, whom the Son of Man free is free indeed.
That's
you
right.
can walk free indeed.
Yes, amen.
Amen. You're not just saved this morning, but you've been free.
That's
Amen.
Right.
God has set you free. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm thankful today for the freedom. Good to be here. Amen again. Amen for this fall camp meeting 2024. This is our fifth year. Amen. That's our fifth anniversary of our Amen camp meetings. Amen. I feel like we've come a long way. Hallelujah. But God is good. Amen. As I sat under the tent. Amen. In July of 2020, in the middle of COVID. Amen. I went to a tent service and the Lord said, you can do this. And I said, no, I can't. God said, I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. That's probably more like it.
Right.
Matt was there with me. We never spoke. We never talked. Right in the middle of that worship song that was going on, he reached over and he said, hey, if you ever think about wanting to do a tent, I know somebody that has one. I wanted to kick him. I was like, okay. Love story short, October. It was cold that year. Our first year was cold, not to be remembered. It was middle of October. That's when we get everything together. But I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm glad that he's brought us here today.
Yeah.
That he's kept us. This is good. Amen. It's good to have Brother John and Sister Jeannie Ward with us this morning. He's no stranger here. Doesn't need an introduction, amen. I'll give him one. We appreciate him. Amen. Love him. Thank the Lord for him and his family. Amen. We're just grateful for his willingness. He has to be somewhere in Grove City at 2 o'clock to preach when he leaves here, amen. But we want him to come and just love the Lord and obey the Lord. And amen. Will you bless the Lord and give him a blessing as he comes today? Come on. Give the Lord. Amen. Welcome. Praise God.
To kick off camp meeting. Amen. What a good spirit, good worship. Thank you for the worship.
Amen.
If you would enjoy, yeah, give them a hand clap. That's okay. If you would enjoy the tent as much as Faith, I probably wouldn't have got to preach. Don't worry about Faith. She just believes that scripture. She's not ashamed of the gospel. She'll make you say hello. If you say hello, she'll just keep saying hello. I thought about these altars, Pastor Jeff.
Right.
What all's taking place there. And I thought there's more stories that can be told after this week.
Yes.
I asked the Lord, Derek, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to do? I really want to ram a word. I want to just be right, man. I want to be sensitive, and I want to kick off right. And the Lord said, just ask him a question. I said, I can do that. He said, just ask him, what do you want me to do this week?
Oh. Amen.
I could literally close my Bible and leave because that's the message. I'll make it longer. But what do you want the Lord to do? What is it that you're at that climax and that peak that you said, I've had it long enough, and I've been here long enough. It's my time, and I need God to touch, and I need God to move, and I need God to deliver, and this is as good a time as any, and I'm ready to receive it. Whatever I need to do, I'm willing to say yes to the Lord.
Right.
What do you want the Lord to do this week? Mark the 10th chapter. What a great honor to open camp meeting. Thank you, Pastor Jeff. And just feel like I'm family here. Just feel loved. And if you don't love me, you are the greatest fakers in the world. Yeah. Hugging in the parking lot and getting picked on in the parking lot. And yeah, I'm back home. Amen. What do you want this week in camp meeting? Jesus is asking the question, what do you want? Mark the 10th chapter, if you're able to stand in honor to the word. You could have stayed right on that, sis, if you was able. If not, you need a break. I understand. You worked hard. Mark the 10th chapter, beginning at the 46th verse. If my beautiful bride would read the rest of the chapter, and that's the blessing on the remainder of this service.
And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Father, we thank you right now for the mighty power of your word. And Lord, when that word is spoken and goes into the ears of the hearer, faith arises and things begin to change. And Lord, I thank you this day on these grounds, this first day of tent meeting, you're about to change some things in people's lives that will last them for eternity. We thank you, Lord, that this is not by happenstance, but you had a plan all along for this word. And I give you glory and honor for your people. Bless them indeed. And we give you the praise and bless our pastor. Bless his family. Use them with a greater anointing. Meet every need for the glory of God. And keep them always at the altar of God. We give you the glory and all the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Give him a hand. Let him praise. I only have 2 hours. I have to hurry. Verse 51 said, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? It's a fair question. If you're at our home any time at all, I promise you within minutes you will hear the little China girl somewhere in the house hollering, Ma! 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 Mom will try to get back to her and she'll say, Faith, what do you want? She will answer her and then she'll ask her again and she'll answer her and she'll ask her again. And once that's done, she'll go on to the next thing. I, on the other hand, one of my worst pet peeves I do, and I'm guilty and God's given me grace for it, I just throw hints out. Well, I sure am thirsty. Man, dinner sure was good last night. Do you want me to get you something to drink? I'll be fine. I just said, well, if you wouldn't mind, Somehow I feel that that's happened in revival, and I feel my help just arrived. Hallelujah. I feel like we just wander in, and if something served, we'll go ahead and get a little bit. And if it's not my turn, Lord, let the light flicker three times. Let the preacher call me out. Let there be tongues, interpretations, three signs and wonders. And God, if that happens, then maybe I will. But I want you to know the Holy Ghost spoke to me this week in prayer and said, tell my people at Judah, all they have to do this week is ask. You don't have to beg. You don't have to borrow. You don't have to wait on another preacher. This altar's open right now. And if the Holy Ghost begins to pull you, you just need to say, yes, Lord. And when he asks you what you need, tell him. Yes. Can he say amen? Yes. Jesus is asking us today a simple question. It's no tricks, no assumptions. What do you have and what do you want and what is your need? Can you understand that he is the author and the finisher of our faith? And he asks you what you need, knowing full well, Pastor Jeff, he has the ability to give you whatever you need. You need salvation. It's been purchased. You need help with grief. He'll take you through the valley of the shadow of death. You need a comforter. He'll send you the very baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in another tongue as the Spirit of God would give. I came to tell somebody the forehouse is plenty and the table is spread and preparations have been made. All we've got to do is make ourselves ready to receive. Can you say amen? It's important that you understand that Jesus is waiting on your response. Somebody said, well, if God wants me to, he can shake you. Shake you. Honey, he's moved you. He's moved this and moved that, and you're waiting for another sign. He gave you his word. James says you just don't have because you never asked. He said, ask in faith, believing. Come up to this altar in about 30 minutes and say, God, I'm ready. I've tossed back to and fro long enough. I'm ready for deliverance. I'm ready for help. I'm ready for strength. What do you need in pet meeting 2024? Matthew 20:32, Jesus asked the question to the blind man that passed by, what would you that I should do unto you? That seems like a simple question, but there's power in your word. The Bible said you're saved by faith in the works of Christ and by your what? By your confession. With the mouth, confession is made. You've got to speak the word. The writer said that life and death is in the power of the tongue. How come you get gloomed and despaired? Because you speak it and you live it. You need to start declaring, I am a child of the Most High God, and I came to receive what God wanted me to have this morning. What do you want from the Lord? There's always a prerequisite. There's always a protocol to come to the Lord. 2 Chronicles 1:7. In the night that God appeared to Solomon and he asked him, what should I give thee? The Bible said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Psalm 22, Psalms 2 and 8 says, ask of me. Matthew 21:22 said, whatsoever in prayer believing, you shall receive. Whatsoever you ask. Luke 11:9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. The blind man cried unto Jesus, Jesus! Son of David, when you get desperate enough, when you get tired of living where you're at long enough, when you get frustrated long enough, you're going to say, I've got to have him. He's more precious than gold. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I've got to have this pet meeting, not to come and go. I've got to have a change. I've got to have a touch. I've got to have a deliverance.
Hallelujah.
What do you want? What do you want this morning? What do you need God to do? If you haven't received, Lord, begin to minister to me about protocols. As Esther would bathe 6 months in oil in the king's favorite oil to come to the presence of the king to be accepted, she desired what the king desired. Can I tell you there's a protocol to coming to God? Listen, if God answers a sinner's prayer, that's not a repentant prayer, it's mercy. He has no obligation to answer that. But as a child of God, you have access to the very presence of God. You can cast your cares on him because he cares for you. You can come to the Lord. Come, Jesus said, come unto me. Heavy laden, come. Burden, come.
Amen.
For
Jesus became our sacrifice so we didn't have to go through the blood sacrifice of goats and bulls and animals. There's a protocol, there's a door, there's a reason. The Bible said that we become living sacrifices in Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Quoting the word will not make you any different if you're not living the word. Somebody say amen. You've got to get this on the inside. That's come on, not getting from God. You're not walking in accordance to his word. When you walk in accordance to the word, no weapon formed against you will prosper. It may be there, but it won't prosper. You can ask what you will, and it will come to pass. The living word becomes living epistle. The Bible tells us that obedience, our promises to God and his children, is obedience. The Bible said that God would share his glory with none other. He's a jealous God. Quoting the word won't help you if you're not living the word.
Right.
You can say all you want, but if you're living in the hog pit, you needn't quote the promises of God. The promises of God are to the children of God. And the only reason your prayer is not being answered today is simply these simple answers. It's either not the timing of God. You've got to understand that if God said it, then you can just begin to confess it and walk it out. It's yours. If it don't come this morning, I'm coming tonight looking forward to, because God's not a man that he should lie. And if I've got covenant with him, I can walk this thing out and believe him to do it.
Right. Yes. Amen.
If you've got hidden sin in your heart, it'll keep you from receiving from the Lord.
That's right.
If you have unforgiveness in your heart, it'll keep you from receiving from
That's
the Lord.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
That's right.
But if God said it, you can have it.
Yeah.
I've told this story. I'll tell it real quick. Been 25 years, Pastor Jeff. I've told all my stories. I've just told them in a little different light. Since Jeannie got called out one night, we was in a prophetic service, and he pointed back like I'm doing like this, and I got all excited. I said, Me, no, your wife. I said, oh, man, I was hoping I'd get a word. You know what I'm talking about. She come up, and then I got the revelation. Well, if she gets the word, I'm sleeping with her. She's my wife. Whatever she gets, I get. That can be good or bad. This turned out to be real good. He began to prophesy to her about deluge and about abundance and about the, oh, God bless her, let her cup run over, let it get off my side of the bed, let it run over, let it run to the driveway, let it run, let Lord bless her with a brand new truck in Jesus' name. Bless her. It's a promise. I was anticipating. She went home. We looked up deluge. We didn't know what deluge was, but we looked it up. And don't go hacking the bank account, but it become our password with the deluge. There's other things you're not going to get. And if you tap in, you'll be disappointed after they get deposits. So don't go.
It hasn't come yet.
What's she
the
saying?
Deluge has not come yet.
I'm getting it. So she read the deluge. Just what was the definition, honey? How you read that? The deluge meant
a sudden rain, unexpected, and it clears everything whenever it comes.
A sudden outpouring, overtaking.
It floods.
Every day when I come home, Pastor Jim, I said, nobody gets the mail house but me. It's one of the little perks I have. I get the money in the house, she pays the bill, and I get the mail. If you get the mail, you're in trouble. And every day I'd go to that mailbox, and I'd sneak up on it, and I'd open that box looking for the deluge, looking for the check. First week passed, no check. It's all right. God's not a man that he should lie. He promised. God did not send me here with a word just to get me to the next stop. He come by to tell you your answer is on the way. You can get it. Camp meeting 24 is yours. A week passed, no money. A month passed, no money. A year passed, no money. A month, another month, and another year. It's been 10 years and nothing's changed. What are you discouraged? Oh, no, I'm checking the mail in the morning, honey. It's closer than it's ever been. Your ministry that we bless every month with our little seed, you're going to get some more seeds when my deluge comes. Because he ain't giving it to me to hoard up and leave for the Antichrist. He's giving it to me to help pay for Judah's new building. He's giving it to me to do the work of the kingdom. I came by to tell somebody, what do you need? What is it that you're asking God for this morning that you desperately need?
Yes, that's right.
Several years ago, we were doing mission work to Jamaica. And while we were there, we came across a young man in his early 20s, demon-possessed. He was in a nursing facility because they could not let him with the public or the people because the spirit that on him was so disruptive. So he was in a confined place. And we just went for a nursing home service. Careful what you ask for. They said, would you mind going praying for so-and-so? Oh, we was pumped up. Yeah, bring it on, bring it on. When we opened the door, demon menace, demon from hell, had attached himself to this young man who had lost his mind to drugs, going in ranting circles and raves. And we began to pray, and all of a sudden something on the inside called the Holy Ghost, he began to take over. We quit using English words, and we started speaking in the spirit, and we began a warfare. We began to pray with intercessory, and we bound the devil and made him go back to hell from whence he came. That young man's mind came back to him because he asked him God, and we left that place. He was healed from the top of his head. Pardon me while I shout. Came home from that meeting, pumped up, fired up, looking for a devil. Fired up. Bring your best shot. One of them seasons. Don't get them all, but when you get them, you're ready to fight. And all of a sudden, I found myself about every 3 or 4 weeks becoming so violently sick that I would throw up uncontrollably. And I knew when it was coming to the man, and I'd have to go to bed for 2 or 3 days, I would throw up on my throat. And for 10 months, was it 10 months?
It was a long time. I don't
16 months, long time. I lost a lot of weight. It's okay. Got it all back. Don't worry about me. I got it back. I got it all on every pound of it. I have lost about 67 ounces. I'm doing good. She's watching me closely. I'm doing better. And finally, the Lord showed me what this was. And you may not understand it. I'm here to prove a point, what I'm trying to say. I didn't understand it, but that spirit could not get into my spirit. Somebody say amen. You cannot be Holy Ghost filled and demonic filled. It cannot happen. If you're full, you're full. You're either full of the devil or full of God or in the process of one or the other. You understand me? And the Lord showed me that it was a thorn in the flesh and the infirmity was attached to my body, not my spirit. And I would feel it come on. I would go back to bed, and I would puke, 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 puke. And I would feel better for a week, 2 weeks, and I'd puke, puke, puke. And I went to a revival meeting, something like this. And the preacher was preaching, Pastor Todd Hoskins. And I was so sick, and I needed God so bad. Can I tell you, there is a place you can get where you get tired of playing with your sickness and tired of playing with your sin and tired of playing with things that are keeping you from being committed to the kingdom of God. And you say, enough is enough. And if I ever get a chance, if Jesus ever comes by Columbus, Ohio, and asks me what he wants, I'm going to tell him, if I ever get the opportunity where the anointing of God is in the house of God, I'm going to let him break the yoke off me. Pastor Todd said the first person to come to this pulpit, big crowd, the first person up here, God says, I'm going to heal. I didn't could wait for another sign. I jumped up out of my seat and began to run. Sister Jeannie was beside me. She threw her arms back and she began to run. I thought, I'm going to have to outrun her. I'm going to outrun her because I need it and she knows I need it. And she beat me to the altar. I thought, of all the selfishness.
He said, how bad do you
want? I'm sick as a dog.
He said, how bad do you want?
How bad do you want? Yeah. She came up. She said, I looked at her. She said, I came for him. I'm here to tell you what. And I finally made it up. I said, I need it. He said, how bad do you want it? I want you to know there's an atmosphere under this tent that says if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, when he asks you what you want, all you got to do is connect it with your faith and say, God, I'm ready for a touch. I'm ready for a touch. I'm tired of depression. I'm tired of anxiety. I'm tired of worry. I'm tired of fear. God said, what do you want from me then? laid his hand on me. I fell out in the spirit. I've never done it before, never done it since. The altar was about right here, and I tried to roll through it. Couldn't I literally become a holy roller?
Yeah.
And I rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled and rolled.
Yeah, that's right.
I wish that it videotaped it. I like to see it. Not every day you see 250 pounds rolling and not moving, but it was other music. I want to ask you this morning, how bad do you want it? Jesus is passing by, and when he stops and asks you, what do you want? I want to pray for some of you. Some of you won't get up because you're ashamed. I came to tell you there's no shame in this thing. Every one of us needed the touch of God. Every person in this house has had issues. Every person in this house has had something the enemy has attached to them. But God would say tonight, enough is enough. This is my campaign. This is my revival. What he wants, Jesus, knowing the answer, asks the question, what do you want? He wants you to cry with your whole heart. Deuteronomy 4:29 says, seek the Lord with your whole heart. God knows your heart. He knows what you need. He said, if you hide iniquity, Pastor Jeff, in your heart, if you hide sin in your heart, I'll not hear you. I'm old school, ain't no secret there. And I'm not trying to get people to come old school. I just ain't real fond of the new school. I'll do my best to worship with you with the steam and the lights and the flickering. But I just like to turn the lights on myself and see what I'm doing. Habitual sin. Casual Christianity. Why do you continually live with things attached to your life? Why do you continually battle depression, anxiety, and worry? Why is there more bad days than good days? Because you're taking Christianity casually instead of being committed to it.
Yeah.
Amen.
You want the Lord to save you, but you don't want Him to be your Lord.
Come on.
Somebody help me preach for a few more minutes.
Amen.
Casual Christianity. Casual disobedience, false gods. You iniquity has, the Bible said in the last days that iniquity would abound. The love of many would wax cold. I tell you, the world's getting no better. You can't even watch Jeopardy anymore. You can't watch the commercials on The Price is Right. First thing you know, somebody's went in the car, and the next thing you know, two men are kissing about it. It's a bad thing. I'm telling you, there's got to be somebody that stands back in the gap that says, if we want God, we got to serve Him with all of our heart. We can't just come for benefits. We can't just come hoping the preacher will cast it off. I'll cast it off, but it'll come right back if you don't get your heart right with God.
That's right.
David said, oh, as a deer we pant for the water brooks of the mountain, my soul longs for you. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Repent. Come clean. And casual Christianity is so dangerous. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Revival. It's a time that you and God get intimate.
Yes.
It's a time that the games stop and the seriousness starts.
Yes.
Went to a funeral yesterday. And just for about an hour, eternity becomes so real. And then for some strange reason, we think we're just going to live on this earth forever. Make no plans to get right, to get better. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
What do you need God to do this week? What do you need Him to do with your family? What do you need to do with the Spirit of the Lord? Everything is conditional. If you harbor unforgiveness in your heart, it'll hinder your prayer. Serving God should not be hard.
Yes.
Have your way, Lord.
You want?
Have your way, Lord.
Come here, brother, help me. I'm talking about totally different than what I thought or what others thought. When he passes this way, maybe you just need somebody to agree with you. Matthew 18:19 said, if you could just agree,
You know what we came to do this morning? We just want to agree with you.
Amen.
You know, I gotta have a touch. I can't do it anymore. This can't be. It's gotta be different. It's more than 7 out of 10 paying a preacher listening to good music. I've got to experience help this week.
Amen.
Every head bowed, every eye closed, just for a moment. Beautiful land. My first question is to you. You that are out of covenant, you that are not saved. You that if you should leave this camp meeting this morning and go to eternity, you're not right with God, but you just raise your hand up and not back down. I'm not coming to you. I'm not trying to trick you. I just want you to know what you need from God is salvation. God bless you, friend. Thank you. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. If you did nothing else, if nothing else is accomplished this week, but 3 souls are into the kingdom, it's been a great camp meeting week. You're here this morning as I preach this simple message. The Holy Ghost began to stir your heart and told you this camp meeting is different. And God's going to touch you. And he brought to your mind quickly your issue. Would you just raise your hand up and write back down? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. The altars are always opening to you. I feel a Sunday night anointing in the house. You raise your hand this morning. Would you come and make a line in front of me? I just want to agree with you. I want to pray with you. If you need salvation, come. If you need deliverance, come. As they say, I stopped 4 pages early from where I was going to preach because God wanted me to help you.